Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I am telling you, as I sit here, I have told you the facts on COVID from day one.
Looking good. Almost done. And there. Done.
What have you done?
I painted the truth. I painted my truth.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But what about Hunter Biden getting $500,000 per painting, and he never painted before?
She loves it. She's going for it.
Whoa! What the hell are you doing?
You can't throw art in the trash.
Oh, that wasn't art. It was garbage.
Obviously, this is a problem, an ethical problem, one of optics, but also just from a practical perspective. I find it hard to believe that there is any such thing as a blind sale when you're purchasing art from the president's son.
The sheer brazenness of both Hunter Biden and his father where it comes to scandals.
Could you imagine if my kids did that? Could you imagine?
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. We are broadcasting live today from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, Massachusetts. Give yourselves a big round of applause, everybody. We definitely have more people now than Joe Biden did at his town hall event in Ohio last week on CNN. They were getting close to having almost as many people here as CNN had viewers for it. Last Wednesday night, I think it was. Anyway, 844-500-4242. The president will be with us in about a little under an hour and a half, and not here, but he'll be by phone. And we're looking forward to talking to him. If you got any questions, you can call in. And I never know what I'm going to ask him. And I just wrote down a few things here. I may ask him about the $500,000 painting. You just heard that, but. I mean, I just would like to hear him riff on it a little more. What would happen if Eric or Donald Jr. or Barron tried to sell a painting for $500,000? And I was going to ask him, I think the first question is about the mask mandate return. Because that's a new thing since he was in Phoenix. Biden approval slipping, there's another question. The NFL anthem, his response to Cheney and Kinzinger, the two Pelosi Republicans who are going to be on the 1-6 Commission, also known as the third annual Donald J. Trump impeachment extravaganza, to quote that Republican congressman from California. Did you have anything you wanted to think about to asking him, Grace?
Yes, I have one question written down that I'm preparing, but I'm not going to give anything away. I think it's a good one, though.
All right. So if anyone wants to text into us, text Howie to 63566 or give us a call, and we can put you on the air. And like I said, I don't know what I'm going to ask him, but I'm not going to ask him what kind of ice cream he had. That's one thing you can be sure of. I guarantee that. 844-500-4242. And incidentally, if you didn't hear it, these scams continue apace. Now they're talking. So a texter mentioned it was in the news that they're talking about adding a new disability, COVID long-term effects. I mean, how many more scams can come out of this COVID thing? You know, you had the PPPs, getting loans for businesses that didn't exist. You've had the student loan moratorium on repayments. It's gone from like 47% or 56% repayment every month to 1% repayment. You have the rent moratoria, and now they're claiming, oh, they're going to be homeless people if they have to start paying their rent again. They've been making more money than they ever made before, but now they're going to be out on the street. What about the landlords that have had to keep paying the quarterly property taxes, that have had to keep paying the utilities, that have had to keep paying for the snow shoveling, the lawn cutting, every other damn expense that a landlord has. They're not going broke. They're not getting and the $300 a week. There's a new study out today. They did a survey of jobless Americans, and then they correlated it. There's 14 million people not getting paychecks, not or on unemployment, and they estimated that based on this poll, it was a Morning Consult poll, pretty good polling outfit, not bad. 1.8 million Americans, according to this survey they did, are not working, who could be working and have just turned down jobs because it's just not worth their while. And so now you have this newest scam, long-term effects of COVID. I got really lazy. I didn't want to go back to work. You know the thing is, everybody, a lot of the people here understand this. They've seen it in their own families. Maybe it even affects them. You don't work for a while, it gets kind of hard to go back to work. The idea, you know, that alarm clock going off Monday morning. In the winter, it's dark outside. It's cold. There's a sheet of ice on the car. Your boss sucks. You know?
I don't know what that's like.
Who wants to go? And they're offering you, and when you go back to work, you're going to get less money than you get for sitting on your rear end.
Well, yeah, it's inertia. You know what I mean? An object in motion stays in motion, but once you stop that object, it's a lot harder to get the ball rolling again.
So you know, you saw this. The stories are starting. Oh, they're going to cut the rent moratorium. I'm going to be homeless. Oh, so you're going to see. This is just a warm up. This is the appetizer for the stories in September when the $300 a week extra ends. Oh, I was going to get a nice tattoo of an oak tree on my arm. How am I going to afford it if they cut off the $300 a month? Oh, I was going to get some weed cookies for my dog. Oh, and I was going to get it home delivered. How am I going to afford it now if I have to go back on the job? God. 603, I used my $300 stimulus check to purchase a ton of MAGA hats. Uh, 508, ask President Trump if he runs and gets reelected, would he fire every incumbent from the previous administration, a la the Jeff Sessions mistake? Well, he brought Jeff Sessions in, but he hired the wrong guy. I mean, that's the thing.
Don't give away my question.
I know. We're getting dangerously close to Grace's question here. 844-500-4242. Let's take a few calls here. We've got people who have been hanging on for a while. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Howie. Two things. First of all, it's the long-term effects of COVID-19 vaccinations, not the COVID-19 itself. And the second thing is just my quick rendition of what I hear when Joe Biden speaks. It's like this. If you're going upstream in a canoe and the wheel falls off, how many pancakes can doghouse?
I know. He is doing a pretty good impersonation on almost a daily basis of Grandpa Simpson, isn't he? You know, we could play the Grandpa Simpson cuts that we have, but you know, why go with the old stuff when we have new stuff every day? And it's from the President of the United States. It's not fiction. You know, it's hard to top real life. Thanks for the call, Bob. Sheldon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Howie, quick things. Number one, Joe Biden is doing his best impression of Foster Brooks on the Dean Martin celebrity roast. That's number one. Number two, something you have to Google. There's a Hogan's Heroes episode that the spies have to get the maps out of Germany. And Hogan convinces Colonel Klink he's this great painter. And they put the maps in the back of the paintings, and he goes to an art gallery, and the spies come in and buy the paintings. So that's Hunter Biden, Colonel Klink.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I'm not sure if he's in the same category with Colonel Klink. I'm not saying he's any smarter or dumber. He's just in a different category, isn't he?
Well, you know what I just thought of? There's a, and I know, I understand that this is not the right audience for this, but there's a Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode where Khloe gets a bunch of canvases and pretends to be a secret painter, like an anonymous painter, and she just splashes paint everywhere and tells Kris Jenner, oh, this is a really important artist. And Kris totally buys it and thinks, oh, wow, how much did this cost? So it really is a racket. Like, you can just throw paint on a canvas and convince people it's something else.
Well, Tom Wolfe, the great writer who did the electric Kool-Aid acid test and Bonfire of the Manatees, he wrote an essay called The Painted Word. And he said, you know, the paintings were totally detached from what they used to be, which you looked at them. They exist now to be written about. Or in the case of Hunter Biden, it's not the painted word, it's the painted shakedown. Or the painted racket, you know, because it has nothing to do with art. I still think the best description was somebody said it's hotel art, you know, something you see in a hotel room. You know, there's 500 rooms in the hotel and they have 500 paintings and they're all the same.
No, and another interesting thing from that same article about Hunter Biden's artwork is one of the guys was describing how as an artist, you really are as good as your work. So they base your prices off your old work. So your old work kind of values your new stuff. So no one starts off with their first paintings being valued at $500,000. You build up to that if you're good. And they said he's not bad, but he's not amazing.
Yeah, I just... You know, the thing is that didn't it come out that someone found a Picasso, an old Picasso somewhere in a closet or somewhere, and they put it on the market and it went for $150,000. That's Picasso. I mean, he didn't do a lot for me, but he has a
track record.
Right, he has a reputation, and best of all for your worth as a painter, he's dead. Right? So there's not going to be any more Picassos, right? Whereas this guy, have you seen that there's a meme of someone saying one of Hunter Biden's assistant works on the new painting and it's this monkey and the monkey is just throwing paint all over the place. Have you seen that one, Grace? I mean, that's what his, he could set up a whole factory with just, you know, get some monkeys and some orangutans and some gorillas, just have them throwing paint around and everything. Who would know the difference?
That's the question. I don't think anybody would.
Yeah. And who would care? Who would care who's going to be buying these things? All right. Thank you. We'll be right back with some more. If you could support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. When I'm in the studio with the VIPs, I usually have a bag with me, and I give them out to people. I don't have a bag with me today. I'm sorry about that. I wish I did. I'd take one myself.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
No, I'm not lying. You've seen them. I gave them away. You're angry, Taylor, because I gave away all of yours the last week. From the makers of Superbeats Heart Chews, Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Superbeats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. President Biden just asked, what is BDNF?
What's that all about?
Well, President Biden, it's a key neuroprotein, and it's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. Think you might like that, President Biden?
And I don't know, and like, to be clear.
And like other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. So do what I did and support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
could still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
.508 says Van Gogh cut off his own ear, and his art was worth a million. Hunter smokes crack, and he's already halfway there at 500,000. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Grace loves it so much she borrowed some of mine to help with her acid reflux. To get free shipping, put in code word Howie when you go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The U.S. Olympic basketball team lost to France yesterday. Your reaction, was it saddened, gladdened, or could not have cared less?
Honestly, it was a combination of couldn't have cared less, could have, could not have cared less, and gladdened. But I'm going to say gladdened.
25% say gladdened, 74% say they couldn't have cared less, only 1% say they were saddened.
Just for the coach alone, Popovich. I mean, he is the most woke SOB there is anywhere. I mean, just to, even if I loved all the players on the team, I would love to just see him get, you know, that slap in the face of losing to the French national team. All right, 844-500-4242. We're getting a lot of good questions here, especially on the text line from people from the texters asking questions. I would like to hear President Trump comment on the labor shortage created by Democrat policies that are preventing businesses from recovering from the COVID shutdown. Yeah, you see, the top 10 states for lowest unemployment rates are all Republican states, and the top 10 states for the highest unemployment rates are Democrat states, and it's related, it appears to be, to the fact that the Democrats aren't ending this $300 bonus. 203, please ask President Trump if John Durham was ever really working on a report, or was it just a scam all along? Yeah, well, he asked that question to some of his speeches. He says, where's John Durham? Has anyone seen John Durham? 781, should he have pardoned Julian Assange or Edward Snowden? I think he knows the answer to that. I think that was presented to him pretty much. Who's buying Hunter's art? Well, it's supposed to be it's supposed to be a secret, isn't it? It's supposed to be a blind auction. But how conveniently, there's going to be a big cocktail party for all the potential buyers before they buy, so everybody can introduce themselves to Hunter before he sells his objects d'art that will be worth so much on the secondary market as time goes on. Let's see here. 844-500-4242. I'm trying to get the... Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie. Long-time listener, dude, and very happy to age you guys.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about the unemployment. My son is a high-functioning autistic 36-year-old, and he just lost his job. He worked all during COVID. He was supposed to work 15 hours a week. He usually worked 40 to 50. Everybody else worked from home. He stayed working there.
Yeah. What's your question? What's your question? We got a bad connection, Kevin. What'd you want to say? What's the point?
$11 a week for unemployment. Why the hell would he go back to work?
Well, I mean, I would think he would want something to do, wouldn't he?
That's what I'm going to do, is help him find more work, so that if anybody ever sees what happens when someone who has high-functioning autism gets to work and finds out they actually can, when they've been told they haven't for so long, it changes them 100%. But yeah.
Yeah, I think anybody is better off working than not working if they can. It's just human nature. I mean, I think it keeps you. We were talking about, you know, super beats and the memory and focus chews. I think, you know, there've been a lot of studies, or you can just know it from your own life. If you stay active, if you stay busy, you're gonna stay sharper. You're probably gonna stay in better shape physically if you have to get up rather than just lie around all the time. The more active you can be, even if you're not working, the better off you are. The longer you're gonna live, and it's just crazy. I mean, when And then the inflation that this is all causing, Biden makes it seem like he's really benefiting people. They're going to lose the money they're making through inflation. Hate Mail Monday is coming up next here on the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
617 says, please ask the president if he thinks Pence would have acted differently had the Capitol not been breached. I think we know the answer to that. No, he would not have acted any differently, and I think that's exactly what the president would say. All right. It's Monday, and every Monday Grace puts together all the fan mail and the love notes and via text, via voicemail, via email, via message boards. We hear from a lot of our fans. We're so beloved, me and Grace and Taylor. Right, Grace?
Yeah, people have a lot of passion when they talk about us. So that's good.
Yeah, so we have a little segment. It's called Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow.
Yes, so I've collected all of the hate. If you ever see any, just tag me on Twitter, G_Curly. People have been nice enough to do that, or you can send them to grace@howiecarshow.com. Don't come up with hate mail if you don't actually hate us, because that always feels a little forced. All right, I want to start with my favorite hate mail of the week. This was on your Karen column. You wrote, Karen in peak form on coronavirus snitch line.
I just took postings on the Department of Public Health snitch line. And as I said, I hope this is the last one I ever have to write, because I hope the snitch line is going out of business, but I'm not terribly confident.
So the first comment on your column is, Carr is a walking paradox. How can someone be so fat and so small at the same time? Kind of funny that someone who has built a career on gossip and snitching is now complaining about when other people do it. Rebuttal?
I take snitches who have something to deliver. I mean, telling me that they're not observing mask wearing at strip clubs, I don't consider that really a good use of the snitch line. Or telling me that after softball games in Peabody, people are tailgating and having a few beers.
Yeah, it is interesting, though. This man must not be catching up or keeping up with you, because You're very slim.
Yeah.
So I think he means small as in, like, you're a small person, as in your soul.
Well, did you get
this? But now you're also just small in general.
Did you get the snitching line, too, in that under the message board? Somebody said, have you ever graduated from James Cagney times, referring to snitches? Whatever happened to snitches gets stitches?
That's at you, Mr. Gangster.
No.
Yes, that is the line.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think snitches is not an archaic word, as the dictionary would say, or obsolete.
No, definitely not. The youths are using it for sure. Okay, my favorite voicemail of the day, because we're just going to start off strong. You talk a lot about people working and people doing the jobs that need to get done, going into the trades, mm-hmm. doing real, work. Some people don't think that you should be talking about that. Cut two, please.
Hey, what do you two know about a working guy? What do? I bet you haven't, you've never broken a sweat, Carr. All you do is make words. You speak words. You couldn't cut a board in half if I gave you a saw. Oh, yeah, you're so in touch with the working guy. It's pathetic. You blab your mouth and you call that work? Forget about it.
You aren't someone who tends to break a sweat. That is true.
Where was he when I was putting those garbage cans full of crap on the cart at the Colony Hotel in Kennebunkport, Maine? And when it got over 85, 90 degrees, I hate to say it here, it's almost dinner time, there were maggots in those garbage cans.
Howie, no offense, but there's got to be a statute of limitations on you bringing up the Colony as your hard work. That was decades ago, was it not?
But my name's still there in the back of the bar, for all those years in the late 60s and early 70s.
All right, so I wrote my column this weekend about another run of lowlights from the Biden DOJ. It got a lot of nice comments, surprisingly. A lot of people liked it. One guy did not. He said, I see Gracie still prostituting herself for money. Why doesn't the Herald ever have their whores write about real news that's affecting all of America?
Whores?
They would rather tell inflammatory lying stories to their market audience and continue to stroke the hate these imbeciles possess.
Inflammatory lying stories. Again, were there any citations as to what falsehoods were included in your column?
No, because mostly it was quotes from Democrats. So there wasn't a lot of things you could complain about. All right, let's go to cut four, please, Taylor.
You know how we every day you bitch about something. You bitch about, I'm getting sick and tired of listening to you. You bitch. You've really downgraded yourself. You know, you used to be an upstanding guy, but now you're like, nothing.
What do you say to that, sir? You've downgraded.
I don't remember when I was ever an upstanding guy. I thought I was always eating.
No, you were always, that's what she said. That's interesting. That's a good point. She inadvertently gave you a compliment.
I used to report on the sunny side of life.
I don't believe that one bit.
But you know, I'm a people person. You know, to me, the glass is always half full. It's not half empty.
By the way, you wrote a column. This was from a few weeks ago. You wrote about BC going woke because they're not going to give exemptions to Catholics. And someone from this website wrote a blog post about it, and they mentioned you. And this was the excerpt I got. Earlier this week, the Herald posted this story about parents rallying together to try and get BC to change their minds based on a Catholic exemption. The next day, on the same website and not on The Onion, the Herald's Howie Carr posted this absolutely hilarious article calling BC woke you and taking the university to task for what he called, I swear to God, it's deep state fascism. If you can stand to read his one sentence per paragraph plea for clicks and want to contribute to his paycheck, it's certainly worth a read, but we won't go into it here.
Well, please do. Please read it.
The reason
I do one sentence per paragraph is because the in the tabloid version, the print edition of the paper, it's the columns are very narrow. So if I do two sentences, it just becomes a block of gray type. I don't want
to. You don't have to explain yourself to me, sir. Okay, I understand. But yeah, this person actually did give you the link though. So inadvertently giving you clicks.
I don't understand. I just don't understand why it is. It's a Catholic school founded by Catholics, run by Catholics, predominantly funded by Catholics, and a predominantly Catholic student body. And the only ones who don't get a religious exemption if they don't want to take it are Catholics. How is that fair?
I would agree. I would totally agree. I made a joke last week about the craft service table being owned by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. And I also said that Bob Kraft also was involved in it. And some people are upset with that joke. This is cut five.
Great. So you were talking about crafts. How about practicing your craft and doing some research? See you on the other side.
I do say see you on the other side a lot. I can't help it. I don't know how else to get out of the spot, you know? All right, this last
Someone
one.
Someone says the only sunny side of life I ever talked about was the Sonny McDonough side of life. He was the old governor's counselor.
This person says journalism is not a word I would ever use to describe Howie Carr or the Herald.
How about tabloid?
Yeah, you like that word better.
I like tabloid better, right. Exactly.
I didn't understand this hate mail, but Howie does. This is cut six.
Howard Lawrence Kucinich. You're just as big of a scumbag as Dennis. You washed up has-been piece of shit.
I didn't know we had many listeners in Cleveland. That's the former boy mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, who later became a congressman. And my only connection with him was in the 2004 Democrat convention in Boston, I was up in the Fox suite having some food, and somehow Kucinich and these two women that were with him snuck in and started eating it. It was like they hadn't been fed in a week. They were like seagulls. The old days at the old Intercon studios with the Kowloons thing. And they were eating it and eating it. And Fred Barnes comes over and says, "Who let Kucinich into this place? Was it you, Carr?" That's my only connection to Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, it's the hate mail is getting more and more hard to follow here. You know what I mean? It's they're pulling things out of thin air.
I've told that story maybe two or three times over the last 16 years.
It stuck.
And people remembered it.
Yes. By the way, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. We love Piantedosi. Definitely check out their bread. They have great products, and they're a great company. Let's play this last one. Cut three, please, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. 1980s Howie called. He wants his dorky glasses back.
See, now someone is going back and going to YouTube and saying, "Howie Carr, 1980s. And they're seeing my dorky glasses. But everybody had dorky glasses in the 1980s.
What's Taylor's excuse?
I'm dorky in 2021. That's all there is.
I like your glasses, Taylor. I'm just joking. Lastly, one more here. Someone replied, "If Grace didn't have Biden to talk about, what would she talk about? Never any info that isn't just the easy out." He is the president. I don't think I talk about him all that much, though. I talk probably more about Dr. Fauci. Oh, and should we play? Yeah, no, I think that's good for now. That's enough hate mail for today.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howard.
Our friends at Eden Pure are launching a new refrigerator air purifier that is guaranteed to keep your food fresher for longer. No more frustration from opening up the fridge to find wilted and rotting food. It uses the same technology as the best-selling Thunderstorm that has sold over 100,000 units, and you all love that. The Eden Pure refrigerator air purifier has a rechargeable battery and goes right into your fridge to kill fungus, bacteria, and mold that rots your food. By slowing this natural process, you will have more time to enjoy the food you bought, saving you money on your grocery bills. And no more extra trips to the grocery store to replace that rotten, spoiled food.
And so, also, Howie, a big part of it is it eliminates the smell, which is great because the mailroom manager used to say, you know, "We're not keeping Howie's food in here for weeks and weeks and weeks," and you would get upset because it would start
to
smell.
Well, the refrigerator over in the corner there says every Thursday we clean the refrigerator out because you have the problem. They're not going to have this problem.
Well, so much food delivered here to the studio, and it's great food. We got Kowloon, we've got Alma Galsha, we've got all these places coming in. And before we got the air purifier for the fridge, the mailroom manager would make us throw all the leftovers away because she didn't want them in the fridge because it stunk up the fridge. But now the office is a much happier place.
Yeah, Howie's very happy about that.
That's right. I can keep the food longer. And it's smaller than a soda can, so it barely takes up any space. You won't even know it's there except by how much longer your food lasts. And since it's battery-powered, it can go into any small place to get rid of the nasty odors. Put it in your closet, cupboards, or pantry to freshen them up and get rid of musty smells. I'm urging listeners to get several of these Eden Pure refrigerator air purifiers for friends and family, any extra fridges you have maybe out in the garage, or for small spaces where you need to get rid of odors. And right now, Eden Pure is offering $10 off the lowest sales price to my listeners this week. That's right, $10 off the lowest sales price with free shipping. Keep your food fresher for longer with Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie Fresh. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie Fresh. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Nine or 207 says, with Joe Biden's obvious cognitive decline, do you think he'll be able to finish his term? I don't really think he has the ability to run a drive-through window at Dunkin' Donuts, which makes me wonder who's making the decisions. Yeah, I wish I could ask President Trump that question. I think he'd give me a swerve on it, though. I still don't know who's really making the decisions. I don't think anybody does, for sure. You know, it's just probably it's a group of a handful of hard leftists. Klain is one of them, the chief of staff, who's he's a lifer, deep stater, swamp creature. He has every birthday that ends in zero, he has a big party. He's coming up on 60. He's having a huge party. It's going to be like a Hunter Biden art gallery auction, I'm sure. 844-500-4242. Another question for Trump. Why did you appoint General Miley? That is a good question. He rips Miley now, as you know, whenever he has a chance. 844-500-4242. You got some? You found some good texts or some tweets?
Yeah, there's a really good Twitter account for anyone who wants to follow it. It's called Libs of TikTok. And right now they're posting side-to-side headlines, and one of them from Vox was, "The effect of Black Lives Matter protests on coronavirus cases explained. Coronavirus cases are increasing, but Black Lives Matter protests may not be to blame. Here's why." And then fast forward, "The attack on the Capitol may have also been a super spreader event. Lawmakers may have been exposed to the coronavirus during Wednesday's riots."
Was it a bigger super spreader event than the Sturgis motorcycle rally or the Super Bowl victory party? Those were other big super spreaders that didn't turn out to be super spreaders, right?
Well, it's pretty amazing that this person who's ever doing the tweets for Libs of TikTok collected headlines from each media outlet, and they all did the same thing. You know, we're explaining the surge. It's not Black Lives Matter protests. And then...
Well, Charlie Parker said that, too, here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it says, this is from Business Insider, "Don't blame Black Lives Matter protests for the spiking coronavirus cases across the U.S. And then also, the Capitol insurrection seems to have caused a super spreader event among lawmakers. Some Republicans refuse to mask up."
But the people coming to Washington from Texas without wearing masks... That was not a super spreader event.
No.
Even though over 10% of them have tested positive. Not that they're sick, but they have tested positive. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Howie. Somewhere in the latter part of the Obama administration, through an executive order and maybe some congressional stuff, after hours kind of a thing, they trashed the Smith-Mundt Act, which prohibited propaganda. Propaganda, that's the stuff where they lie to us.
Well, some of that propaganda is covered under the First Amendment, Chris. You know, if it's in a newspaper, you pretty much have free reign to print whatever you want, and you can libel anybody too, as long as it's a quote unquote public figure. That's the Times versus Sullivan decision by the Supreme Court. But sometimes in his later years, President Trump talked about revisiting the Times versus Sullivan rule, because you can say anything you want about anyone who's a public figure. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry to say that Jackie Mason will not be down for breakfast. He was a great comedian. I introduced him, I think, once or twice when he was in. I know at least once when he was in Boston. I introduced him at one of his shows. He was this. He was a former rabbi in New York City. He was on the Ed Sullivan Show, and then he got booted from the old Ed Sullivan Show under kind of mysterious circumstances. And he became a stand-up comic, and he was hilarious. And he was a big Trump guy, too. Let's play cut number 27, Taylor.
How come Donald Trump just talked about something like that? They thought he was disgusting and horrible, and they couldn't even look at him, and they wanted to leave the country because they got so nauseous they couldn't exist in the same world with Donald Trump. But this guy, I might get into a picture. In plain English, you know what they are? They are phony f***s. And I say this with the highest respect.
He's referring to Harvey Weinstein. You know, Trump was the worst guy in the world, but they go, Harvey Weinstein is God. Oh, yeah, he's right. Jackie Mason was right about those guys. I'm Howie Carr.